Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. First of all, we've got a special guest that we're going to be talking to in a minute. Then we've got Una coming in, and they'll be telling us a bit more about their programs. And the third hour, between 2 and 3, we'll have the Country Women's Association. Now, we're getting them in for a couple of reasons, to find out a bit about themselves, but also you may be aware the group will turn 100 years old early next year. So thought it'd be great to find out what they've done in those 100 years and what they've got planned for their 100-year celebration. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce Sally. Now, Sally is not only the founder, but she's the CEO of Backpacks for Kids. Now, as I understand it, this is a terrific program. I think it's something we need to hear more about, but we're going to talk to Sally and find out just exactly what it is. And along the line, I have no doubt that she'd probably like some donations. We'll find out whether it's financial donations the organisation's looking for or donations in kind. But first of all, welcome, Sally. How are you? Absolutely. Pleasure to have you on, Sally. First of all, what is Backpacks for Kids?
Backpacks for Big Kids.
Now, hang on. We've got a problem here. Just try again, Sally.
Just introducing Backpacks for Big Kids.
Okay, great. Now you're right. Sorry. So what is the organisation and what's behind it?
Well, we're a registered Australian charity with DGR status, and this is our 10th year of service.
10 years?
10 years. We'll be celebrating, having a big party in November, so watch out for that event. Yep. I started this organisation back in 2014 when I heard that backpacks with some items in them for kids who are entering foster care were requested by a Victorian Child Protection Office from Backpacks for Aussie Kids, who were operating in far north Queensland. And I couldn't understand why Victoria would be asking for resources from far north Queensland. And I also knew that there was a Backpacks for SA Kids, which had been running for about 2 years at that time. So I asked if it'd be handy if I did what Despina was doing, but do it from here in Victoria. I've grown up in Victoria myself. And coming from a community development background, I already knew how to incorporate an association and what needed to be in place to get all that up and going. And within a couple of weeks, I had done some pretty intensive research to make sure that this didn't already exist and that it would actually be needed. And every person I spoke to, caseworkers, child protection workers, foster carers, kinship carers, anyone, my family, all said, yes, get it done, do this. It's very much needed. There's thousands of kids who will benefit. It's just up to you how many you can do.
Sally, can I just ask you one question before we go much further? One of the things about these children that go into foster care, very often they're taken by police or workers late at night, aren't they? And they walk out the door with just what's basically on their back or what they can grab in a few seconds. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. I've been a foster carer myself for a very short time, so I've experienced kids turning up even when it was a planned placement. So there was time prior. But usually in those operations, when the kids are known to be in usually mortal danger, serious danger, there's an operation planned, and police will be there to keep everybody safe. Mm-hmm. And child protection will be able to enter the home and bring those children out. And if you can imagine, the children who are in those situations are in homes where there is maybe addiction issues, crime issues, abuse, neglect, all sorts of horrible things happening. So it's just not safe for the child protection workers to put their hands into the children's drawers and look for some pajamas or undies for the next day. It's not safe for them to put their hands under the bed and find their cuddly toy that would give them comfort. So the children are brought out of that house and into a car and away to safety in the dark very quickly, because that's just the safest for everybody who's involved. And you're right, they're being relocated with little more than what's on their backs. Occasionally they have something in a black garbage bag or something similar that's been gathered very quickly. But we want to make sure, the whole purpose of Backpacks for the Kids, my reason for starting this was to make sure that those kids who were becoming displaced and relocated just had essentials, comfort, clean clothing, something to cuddle and snuggle under, something to distract them from what's going on and hopefully make them feel a bit better during a...
Let's be honest, these children, it's nothing that they've done wrong, is it? They're being taken out either because of violence or physical problems or sexual problems or just purely and simply there are drugs involved and all the parents just can't look after them. So these children have played no part in the situation they find themselves in, have they?
Generally speaking.
Yep.
So a baby certainly couldn't have done anything to make it their fault.
Yep.
And like you said, it's not always drugs and abuse. Sometimes it's just a parent's incapacity to care for a child. They might have mental health or disability issues of some other kind that just makes them incapable. And even temporarily, they might be terribly unwell or have suffered an accident, injury, and there's no family members, there's no one else to care for the kids, so they need to find emergency accommodation or foster care.
So you just said something that sort of twigged me. You said a baby. So how old's the youngest child that you know of that's been taken out of a house?
Birth from hospital.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, we do our My Essentials packs. Those are our core program, the crisis packs. We start those at size 4-0. And our sizes 4-0, 3-0, 2-0 and 0, we're distributing 25 to 30 of those a week across Victoria.
A week? Mm. Sally, I've got to take a quick break, but I want to come back. I want to explore this further. Welcome back to Community Connections. We're having a few little issues here this morning. I don't know if it's a computer or what it is, but anyway, we're back. We're talking to Sally, and Sally's the CEO and the founder of Backpacks for Kids. And if you're looking it up, it's the number 4, not F-O-U-R. So it's Backpack for Kids, and Sally will give you all the contact details at about 5 to 1, so you can have a bit of a look at yourself. Sally, I've got to ask on a personal level, what made you get involved? Like, you could, if you were doing a CEO job on somewhere else, you'd be earning a lot more money than you would be being. And I say that with due respect to everybody that I interview that's in any of these fields. You know, they can be CEOs and make a lot more money. So what made you, was there a particular, apart from the fact that somebody told you about this in Queensland, what made Sally say, I reckon I can do this and I'm going to do it? Was there one defining act?
That's a tough question, but I think it's just that I've always been a person who responds to need. So even in high school, my parents would say, oh, what's wrong with this new friend?
you took all those problems home, did you?
Yeah. So I think that's just who I am. I've got a desire to help and help where I can and help where help is needed. And I believe that if you know help is needed and you can, then you just do. That's the Aussie way, right?
Oh, that's fair enough. Sally, all right, so you collect these backpacks. Do you have a sort of a working bee that puts the packs together, or how do they come from whatever you start off with into an actual pack itself?
So our headquarters here in Cranbourne West is operating Tuesday to Friday, and we've got about 36 or more regular volunteers who are here 1 to 3 days a week. Oh. And we have corporate groups and school groups and others who come in and provide more helping hands, because we receive here about 25,000 items a month on average.
Do you?
So, yep. So all of those items need to be handled and put somewhere in our warehouse and then turned into pre-packs, so toiletry packs, stationery packs, sanitary packs, nappy packs, undie packs, and baby clothing bundles. And then they all go to our plant floor area, where we then pick the gender and sizes for the packs that have been requested. And we then have them very, very carefully checked. We have very strict quality control, because our packs are crisis packs. So they're going to kids who need them urgently, but those workers or the people who are providing the care and protection don't know if those kids have self-harming issues or other trauma-related behaviours. So, and items like, you know, clothing or pyjamas with stains on them or tears that might look like blood stains or similar kind of memories they might trigger of where the kids have come from. So most of the items we use are brand new. About 80% of all the items in every pack are brand new, and the others are in as new condition. So we receive all those items here at our headquarters, and then we turn them into our My Essentials packs and the other types of packs that we also provide, from sizes 40 up to children's 18, and we now have our youth outreach packs, which go up to an adult's XXL or women's size 20. And then they go out to the child protection offices, the police stations, the secure facilities, emergency accommodation organisations who provide those programs. And then they have them on hand, so that as soon as a child presents or they know that there's going to be one of those planned operations to remove kids, all they need to know is what gender and size clothing those children want to wear, and they can grab the packs and be able to give them, hopefully immediately,
So Sally, we'll say the police have to take someone. No, I won't even use who it is, but anyway, somebody has to remove a child. So are the packs already at the police stations, or is it a case of if it happens tonight, somebody can get hold of your organisation first thing in the morning saying, we need this for a child X age, it's a boy or a girl? Is that how it happens? Or I'm just trying to get the actual mechanics from the time that somebody knows that this child's going to need something till how they get it.
So probably four ways. One is that an organisation or an office has a range of our packs in their storeroom and can just go to their own storeroom. As we talked about, a lot of the operations happen during the night, so they may not be able to go back into their building. And that's when our tiny sites come in really handy. And let's explore that a bit more in a moment. But they can also call my phone number anytime, 24/7. And we can deliver within 48 hours generally statewide, or we can have them delivered from our distribution centres who have a good stock of our packs ready.
So, all right, let's explore that. So where are these sites that you've got? Because I just assumed everything came out of where you're based down at Cranbourne.
So all of our My Essentials packs are packed here and then distributed from either here or distribution centres in Warrnambool and Bairnsdale and soon Campbellfield.
All right.
And we've got amazing volunteers who manage that and respond as quickly as they can. We also have our tiny sites, which give 24-hour access to any worker who needs it. So paramedics, fire responders, hospital staff, anyone who we've made contact with and has asked for access to these tiny sites. They're basically tiny unmanned warehouses, so refurbished shipping containers, and we can place those. We've got 5 that are active right now and working on having a lot more of them across Victoria and perhaps even nationwide eventually in my dreams. And we give them the PIN code. So there's a PIN code door on the shipping container, and inside are our packs and also resources from other organisations who make what they can provide available to through our tiny sites.
That's fantastic. I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more, and we'll be talking to Sally a whole lot more. So if you'd like to get involved, please, Sally will give you all the contact details at about 5 to 1. So we'll look forward to hearing about that.
Take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know. Take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know.
I'm talking to Sally from backpacks for kids, and as I said, it's backpacks for Vic kids. So I should get that right if you want to have a look it up. But Sally will tell you more about how you can look up. And I'm sure, put your tongue back in. I'm certainly sure she would be love to hear from you with some donations, and we'll talk about that as we get very close to 1 o'clock. Sally, you've got some statistics for the Yarra Valley that you'd like to share with us.
I have. So Yarra Valley covers quite a number of regions as far as the Child Protection Division of Victoria goes. But of the, just this, that's this financial year. So from the 1st of July to now, from our My Essentials PACS program, we've delivered 3,016, and 995 of those were in the areas that your listeners would be. Of our Christmas packs, we delivered 6,055 Santa packs last Christmas. 2,665 of those were to children in your listeners' areas.
So what's a Santa pack, Sally? That's something we haven't heard about.
Christmas time. So our Santa packs came about because a secure facility had been using our My Essentials packs and knew about the extra love items that we put in. So not essentials, but something to play with, something to distract them. And she asked if I could help because she didn't have anything for the kids who are in this facility at Christmas time. So, of course, I said, yes, we'll get together a book, a soft toy, and a couple of other gifts, put them in a Santa sack, and we'll have something to give to the kids who are there in situations that they'd be coming from is extreme domestic violence. And they go to these units, which are very highly protected. So they can't just go out and buy some gifts. The parents can't leave the premise. So we have these. So I supplied about 44 children's gifts that year, and I thought, this could be something that more carers would appreciate. So we put it out there. I thought we'd do about 500, but that following Christmas we had requests over 1,000. And we managed to do about 997, which was incredible, all based on donations back in 2016. And we've slowly been increasing and increasing. And this year we're aiming for over 7,000. And that's not even half of the number of children who will be in out-of-home care this Christmas. Yeah, it's probably around 18,000 in Victoria. So, of course, there are other organisations similar to us who are doing amazing work as well. We're going to try to reach 7,000 of the kids.
The statistics are terrible, aren't they, really?
Shocking.
But on the other hand, if your group aren't doing it and other groups aren't doing it, then these poor kids, and, you know, we've still got to keep stressing that it's no fault of their own mostly. They're just in situations where they can no longer stay there.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is correct. But we just try to, you know, remind each other. We hear the stories, we hear the situations, we hear what's happened to the kids almost on a daily basis here, and just remind each other, keep looking at the positives. If that many kids entered out of home care, that's that many kids received a safe space to be.
I guess that, pardon me, that's something that we should stress, isn't it, that they're not being taken away just because somebody decides they should be taken out of their home. They're taking out because the alternative is just so bad for the young person.
That you're right, and what I'm hearing from child protection is that there just isn't enough safe spaces. So the kids have to be in really bad situations before they'll be removed, simply because there's nowhere to take them. There's not enough places, but that is increasing. Fortunately, our government's working on that pretty hard. And expecting about 26,000 kids to be in care by 2026 just in Victoria. So we're working really hard to increase our capacity and increase our goals each year to keep up with that rate of growth of the number of kids in out-of-home care across Victoria, which is about 17% each year.
Sally, do you get any government funding, or do you have to do all your own fundraising?
We've tried a few times, but to be honest, I gave up a few years ago because it seemed like we were just not going to. Part of the trouble was we were backpacks for Vic kids, and we still are, but I was saying yes to requests from outside of the state and sending packs wherever they were needed. So to get state government funding was unlikely.
Yep.
In the last few years since COVID and, you know, everything that's happening, making living difficult, that's impacting on carers as well. As well as resulting in more kids needing care. So we've got a double whammy there. And it also means to us that there are fewer people with that spare donation to give. So we're having to spend more on purchasing items to make up the shortfall in donations.
And there's just one thing that you just skipped over there a little bit, that sometimes we forget that these children go into foster care, and very often these foster carers have got children of their own, so very often they're almost stretched to the limit, but then they hear another really sad story about somebody that they feel like they've got to do something. So we also need to help those carers as well too, don't we?
Absolutely, and that's another reason why I do this, because I've had that experience for a short time as a carer, but I also know others in the foster and kinship care. Kinship care is exceeding now foster carers. Yep. Kinship means it's a relative or a very well-known friend of the child. And the allowance doesn't cover the cost of looking after those kids, especially when, you know, you have to organise access visits and you have to travel to court and spend time in court. So the carers can't work as much as they maybe could have before they took on the care of kids. It's a challenging, very challenging space. But we are in a really good place because we've been so well supported by the community, and truly that's the reason this organisation has grown year on year. It's through the support from our community, and we're slowly building corporate relations as well, which is amazing.
That's terrific. Sally, I've just got another quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Spring is here, the
I just should mention I'll be here Sunday. I played the Dixie Chicks that time with the Chapel of Love. I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music Memories and More. And, of course, I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. You'll hear plenty of songs from the 50s and 60s and maybe a few from the 70s. But anyway, enough of the nostalgia stuff. We're talking to Sally from Backpack for Kids. Sally, you've got some Lions clubs going to help you out with something.
We do, and we've got some great friends at the Lions Clubs of Plenty Valley, Eltham, Whittlesea, Nillumbik and Diamond Valley, who are going to put on, I think, their third or fourth luncheon to raise funds for Backpacks for Vic Kids. So those tickets will be available soon. And if you want to join in, have a great lunch at the Montmorency RSL, just watch our Facebook page. We'll release those tickets really soon.
Oh, sounds good. Now, apart from donations, which we're going to talk about very soon, there are other ways that people can get involved with Backpacks for Kids Victoria.
Well, yes, one of the really nice ways to get involved is to craft. Knitting, crocheting, sewing, there are patterns available on our website under how to help and make. You can find the patterns. And I would love to share with you some feedback we got from one of our carers who took in a little girl, and she said inside her My Essentials pack there was a crocheted blanket, and she said how beautiful it was for this little girl to wrap herself literally in the love and care of her community.
That's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really beautiful. And, you know, we hear now and then that the kids have, you know, just to have a hand-knitted cardigan or jumper, they've never had anything like that in their lives. They've never experienced having a new pair of socks even, and just the excitement and the joy that they express is just wonderful, and it makes all of it worth it.
It's almost unbelievable, isn't it, in a third world country that we can have children that, and I've heard that, where they've had, you know, their clothes, even when they're at home, were holy and that, because they'd been handed down from person to person to person. The rest of us go out and buy clothes and discard them when they're half, you know, when we're just a bit sick of them. But some of these young people have not had anything brand new in their lives, have they?
You're right. That's what I'm being told. And, you know, a secure facility worker told me how good it was to hand over a My Essentials pack to a young lady who presented. She said that she'd been wearing the men's pyjamas that she had on for 4 days, night and day, and had nothing else.
Oh, that's terrible. Sally, I'm going to take another quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're telling people how they can get involved, if you'll give them their website, any phone numbers you want to give, and let's try and get this really going for you. Well, not that you're not going now, but see if we can't just put a bit of icing on the cake for you.
That'd be amazing, thanks.
Can buy me love. Makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love. No, no, no.
that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love.
And that, of course, was the Beatles with Can't Buy Me Love. And we're talking about, I guess, a love for young people, because it's some of these young people we'll be talking about just come away from homes through no fault of their own with nothing but backpack for kids are trying to do something about it. So let's find out what they need. Obviously, they need money. You can't money goes a long way. But maybe there are other items. So, Sally, tell us the website and tell us how people can get involved, not only as helpers, but with some sorts of donations.
Thanks, Alan. So there's lots of information on our website, which is www.backpacksforvickids, that's the number 4.org.au. You can also call us on 03 8712 9545. That's our head office in Cranbourne West. We love to have a chat and show people around our warehouse and actually show you the items you can make. You can purchase and donate. You might be able to donate from the floor of your children or your grandchildren because they've got so much. And
that happens.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I've got 6 grandchildren myself. I know it happens. And you can also donate money, of course. We pay commercial rent here in this space, so it's about $6,000 a month just for rent. And then we have all the overheads and everything else. We are just about to increase our staff to 5.2 full-time equivalent, which is still a very small number for an organisation doing what we're doing. Already this year, we've delivered over $2.1 million worth of aid.
Sure.
So it does require paid people to get that to happen. However, 96% of the work we do is done by volunteers. So you can also volunteer as well as donating items or money.
So can you give us those contacts again, please, Sally, for people who have a chance to write them down?
Sure. So the website is backpacks, Vic for Victoria, kids.org.au.
And that's all in lowercase, isn't it?
Correct.
Yep.
And our phone number here at head office is 03 8712 9545. My phone number to reach me directly is 0412 205 943. It is off at the moment, but after the show
you'll be back.
And of course our email address is available on the website, so there's lots of information. Key contact email is admin team at b4vk.org.au.
And you were saying there are patterns there for, if we've got any ladies listening, I know we do have quite a number of retired ladies, that if they feel like doing a bit of knitting or whatever, that they could get on your website and find some patterns.
Ladies and men, I found the men.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that, should I?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that.
And provide lots of support to the machinists. So there are patterns for our mummy care bags, and as I said, we need about 25 to 30 of those a week. The Santa sacks, we need about 5,000 of those by Christmas. And all the toiletry bags, stationery bags, they're just drawstring bags of different sizes. And of course, blankies, the sizes of the blankies is important.
So are you also looking for toiletry items? You mentioned toiletry bags. Are you looking for soaps and all that, or what?
Yes, and ideally less than 100 mils, so travel size. We put so much, about 60 to 90 items in each of our packs, so we need small emergency kind of size. Shampoo, conditioner or two-in-one, soaps, body wash, toothpaste, toothbrushes of all sizes for all aged children, from littlies to adults. Everything, face washes, no shaving gear, there's no sharps, there's no glass, there's no aerosols, and no alcohol-based products, obviously, because they may be present harm to the kids. So yep. It's roll-on deodorants in plastic, it's mouthwash that is alcohol-free, no perfumes because they can be alcohol-based and usually in glass, No nail polish, thank you. But there is, you know, all those rules and the things that we really want you to donate is all on our website. But every week we're publishing a what we need urgently list.
We didn't mention Facebook. We mentioned the website and all that. So what's the Facebook?
Backpacks for Vic Kids is on Facebook and Instagram, and we're publishing those urgently needed items, and those items are what we need to fulfil orders right now. Just right now, we've got orders for 50 My Essentials packs just in the area that your listeners are in. So to finish those, we need about $5,000 because each one of the My Essentials packs costs us about $100 to complete, but it delivers about $480 worth of aid. So in those 50 packs on order right now to your area, we'll deliver $24,000 worth of aid to support those kids and the carers.
Terrific. Pardon me, Sally, that's something we just should touch on as we're starting to run out of time, is that I know you've mentioned that you're in Cranbourne a couple of times, but you're also putting aid into, well, we broadcast all over Victoria now because of because we're on the web, apart from that, a lot of this aid I don't say a big part of it, but we are talking aid coming to the Yarra Valley too. So it's not as though people here are donating to something that's going to disappear down into the southern suburbs. A lot of the stuff will come back into your own area here.
Absolutely. And we've got drop-off points all over Victoria. There's one, I think, close to you might be Eltham or Bundoora.
Yep.
Somewhere out there. But all those are listed on the website as well, under the list of drop-off points.
Sally, look, I think it's been a terrific interview, and I do say thank you. It's kind of a cough. Sorry about that. I just got a bit of frog in the throat. I think it's a terrific job that you people do, and I really hope that we're able to generate some interest in the way of people coming to help you and also for the donation. So, again, the phone number is 03-8712-9545, or you can go to the website again, Sally.
Backpacksforvickkids.org.au.
And look, it'd be terrific. And I've spoken to you about Anchor. We've had Anchor in a number of times, and they're talking about the children going into foster care again with nothing. And they're saying, you know, we haven't hit the peak yet, that it's still escalating. So, I mean, anything we can do to help is, no matter how small, has got to be an advantage, doesn't it?
Well, just sharing what we do and having this opportunity to spread the word about our cause and our programs helps us to help more kids. So really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, we're happy to have you. And we'll get you back in again either late this year or early next year. And we'll probably get you back late in the year, because then we can talk about getting some donations for the Santa Pack, because, you know, no child deserves to have next to nothing at Christmas. They just don't. I mean, you know, and in some families, like, you know, the hundreds of dollars of presents are given, and by the end of January, they don't even know what they got, you know. But some of these young kids, they just have nothing. It's just hard to get your mind around, isn't it? Well, not for you, because you're working at it all the time.
Hearing it every day, and I just want to make sure that no child is forgotten at any time of year.
How can I top that? There's no answer to that, is there? Sally, could you just give us briefly again the phone number and your website, and then unfortunately it'll be time for us to go.
Sure. Please call us on 03-8712-9545 for more information or to make a donation over the phone. Or go to our website at www.backpacksforvickkids.org.au. We'd love to hear from you.
Sally, look, it's been terrific having you along. And, look, I really hope that you people just are a gigantic success, because, really, without you, I mean, some of these young people, we're talking really vulnerable young people, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Sally, thanks, again, Alan. Thank you for your time. Look, it's time for... I've got to go, unfortunately. The news is knocking on the door right at the moment, so I'll take that. But thank you, Sally, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.